baby blue walls. I don't have baby blue walls. Why that's my first thought, I wouldn't have a clue, considering there's a warm, hard body wrapped around my naked form when I'm positive that I usually sleep alone. Throbbing pain greets me when I crack first one eye and then the other. The pain is just bearable, so I persevere. Opening my eyes all the way as I slowly roll to face the person snuggled into my back, I take in the luscious, dark, and wavy hair that tops their head. Piercing, dark brown eyes meet mine when I lower my gaze.
Good morning, Amber. How are you feeling today, baby?
Even with his voice sleep-roughened, the stranger sounds like sex on a stick. It's ridiculous, but my core clenches at his words, warmth flooding my lower belly as my nipples furl into tight buds.
Roll over, baby.
Without waiting for an answer, he gently nudges me onto my back, and I obey him without further thought. Moving between my legs, he prods my pussy with his hot erection. I gasp as he slides his length between my wet lower lips, from my throbbing clit to my entrance, and back again. A slow, precise torture that accelerates my heart rate and spikes my desire.
Amber, baby, two more days. I can't wait.
He groans against my mouth when he seeks my lips with his own. Belatedly, thoughts of stopping this stranger from touching me enter my mind, but it's as if he has put me under a spell. As soon as the idea of resistance enters my mind, it disappears like a puff of smoke, replaced by a craving to please him. 2 days until what? I force the question from my throat when he falls away from me onto his side. Leaning on his bent elbow and propping his head in his hand, he stares at me with intense, lust-filled eyes. His expression changes from sexual to upset in a heartbeat, the corners of his full lips drooping as he drops his gaze from my eyes. Panic at disappointing him fills me, and an apology makes its way to the tip of my tongue. I begin, but he cuts me off by softly laying a finger against my lips.
Baby, don't say sorry.
An obviously fake smile lifts his lips, causing my pulse to rise in panic again.
It's not your fault that you don't understand. We have 2 days until we can make love again. 2 days until we get the all clear after your accident. You remember, don't you?
He runs a finger gently down the side of my head. I jerk away from his touch when his finger meets bare skin where there should be hair. Scowling, he looks at me through hurt eyes. I smile tentatively, choking on the guilt rising in my throat for upsetting him. Lifting my own hand, I gingerly touch the same spot he did. The raised lump of a long scar runs from my forehead in an arc. It ends behind my ear. The scar doesn't hurt. However, it feels new. Still slightly swollen and a tiny bit tender. Scrambling from the bed, I pay no mind to my nakedness as I move towards the mirror that I spotted attached to one of the doors of the walk-in wardrobe. Standing in front of it on wobbly legs, I stare at the unknown woman who greets me. A short woman with black, shoulder-length hair, with a large part shaved bald near her right ear. Big brown eyes and pale skin looks back at me. I don't recognize her at all. Who am I? I breathe the question as I touch the cool glass with a shaking hand. Lifting my eyes to meet his in the mirror as he approaches, I ask, "Who are you?" Coming to a stop behind me, the man wraps his arms around my waist and pulls me to him. He's naked as well, his erection still standing tall and proud, prodding against the middle of my back. He regards me over the top of my head, our eyes meeting once more, and I run my eyes over what I can see of his tall, rangy form. Athletically built, tanned, and lightly muscled, he's extremely good-looking. Tall, dark, and handsome just about sums him up.